Esmeralda has just walked into the studio. Esmeralda, can you believe who's here? I can't understand where he came from, but he's here. He was here.
You don't know how he
I don't know how
where
it happened.
He came from?
I don't know what he's here. It's, ladies and gentlemen, Skip Skipley.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Skip.
Did he just appear?
I mean, I had to walk past you to get into the booth.
I don't know how I missed you.
You're stealthy, Skip Skipley.
You know, light on my toes.
Yeah, man. All right. And, hey, Skip, we were talking a little bit earlier. I know we're soon coming to an end with pop-up video, but we would love to have you as the host of another themed quiz segment that we'll be doing.
It would be my honor.
Awesome. So I want to make sure that we kept Skip.
Right.
You know, he needs to get more watches, and he retires twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, welcome, Skip.
Thanks, guys.
Glad you're here.
Thanks.
Are we ready to do the thing? There it is. That's it. It's official now, Esmeralda. There's no turning back now. So whoever wins this, Esmeralda, $43 billion.
Really?
And a Cadillac.
Okay. I was going to say, starting to cheap out on the money.
No, it's a Cadillac. This is a Cadillac.
Then, you get a Cadillac.
Yeah,
so.
You get a Cadillac. So, and I just called the bank, and the check is still bouncing, and the car ain't got no gas.
Wow.
So...
Gas not included.
Gas not included, no. And steering wheel not included either. I just want to make sure you knew that, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
B-Y-O-S. W.
All right, Skip, are we ready to proceed?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Mr. DiGilio, please provide us a line from George Michael's father figure.
Wow. No, I'm just trying to think.
See, this one I do. I can.
I will be your father figure. Put your tiny hand in mine. I will be your teacher, preacher. Everything you have is mine. I will be your father figure. Oh, man. Till the end of time. Thank you. Oh, man.
Very dramatic.
Do you remember this? You remember the scene where Keegan-Michael Key is playing that for the dudes in the van and Keanu?
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite parts of the whole movie. Never heard from Ridgely again. All right.
Esmeralda, this video is based on what movie?
That's it?
Yeah, sorry.
I have no idea.
Is it, do you know?
No.
Is it American Gigolo?
Taxi Driver.
Taxi Driver?
Really?
Apparently.
Because he's in a taxi?
One scene, he sits in a taxi.
He doesn't go on a rampage and blow people away at the end to try and save a hooker's life. What?
She's she's modeling and...
Taxi Driver?
All right.
Wow, I would have never...
I mean, I guess I could kind of... Yeah, no.
Because he's driving a taxi. That's the only reason, because he's driving a taxi? That's an homage to... Does that mean... How is it not an homage to the Jimmy Fallon Queen Latifah movie, Taxi?
The director only saw the first 5 minutes of Taxi Driver.
Yeah.
No
clearly
clue
didn't
else.
See what the rest of the movie was about.
Oh, it's just him driving a taxi.
Oh,
okay,
that's cool. It'll be a nice wholesome video based on Taxi Driver. Wow. Alright.
Mr. DiGilio.
Yeah.
George's father is from what country?
Greece.
That is correct.
Alright. Is that part of the video?
Probably not.
I mean, in the video.
He drives
a
taxi in Greece.
We don't know it. It's just, but it's Greece.
Alright.
Esmeralda, 1988, George won a Grammy for the song I Knew You Were Waiting for Me with what R&B singer? In 1988, George won a Grammy for the song I Knew You Were Waiting for Me. He sang it with what R&B singer?
I don't know. Yeah, it's not helping.
You were waiting for me.
I don't know why, but I don't know why this is the first one that comes to mind. Patti LaBelle?
Close. Aretha Franklin.
All right. What's next?
Multiple choice. We have flipped.
Flipped!
Skip flipped.
Oh, it's flipped. All right.
Two multiple choice.
Hey, by the way, if we have a new, you know, when we have the new game and the card doesn't need to be flipped, you still have to flip.
Okay.
All right.
He flips every 2 minutes in there. We just don't see it.
I didn't see him walk into the damn studio.
It's
so
good exercise.
Yeah.
So.
Stealthy.
Yeah.
Doing burpees in there.
All right. Flipped.
We have flipped.
Yeah.
Multiple choice on two of these, but not the first one.
Sorry.
In what television series did Tony Randall act as a father figure to Susie Kurtz's daughter?
Oh, man. What the hell was the name of that show? Oh, man. Oh. It's like Dear Johnny or Flip Dippy. what is it? It's
that classic, like, Flip Dippy.
It's the dude's name and another word. It's like Dear John, but it's not Dear John. That's a different show. It's like, man. I can't remember. What is it?
Love, Sydney.
Love, Sydney.
Mm. I only know Sisters.
Sisters?
Is that the name of that show? Remember? She was
Swoosie Kurtz?
Yeah.
It's called Sisters. Sisters was Swoosie Kurtz. That's all I remember. Yeah. I Love, Sydney was like critically acclaimed. I remember it was like, Tony Randall is back.
Wow.
Yeah. All right.
Esmeralda, one of the multiple choice ones.
Mm-hmm.
Whose music is included on the soundtrack to Night on Earth? Is it Phil Collins, Bruce Springsteen, Johnny Cash, or Tom Waits?
Wait, what's the question?
Whose music is included on the soundtrack to Night on Earth? Is it Phil Collins, Bruce Springsteen, Johnny Cash, Tom Waits?
Hmm. What does that have to do?
I'll tell you in a minute.
Johnny Cash.
That is incorrect. Tom Waits.
That's a Jim Jarmusch movie, and it's four separate stories that all take place in cabs. Seriously, they all involve
George
cab,
Michael and
all around the world, and it's all about cabs. What does Love, Sydney have to do with? What was the question on the other side?
That was the line. Because
he's the father figure, Tony Randall.
Oh, he was a father figure to the kid. Okay, all right. I was trying to figure out what Sydney had to had to do with it. All right.
In Grease, the musical.
Oh.
What high school did Cha-Cha DeGregorio attend?
What?
In Grease, what high school did Cha-Cha DeGregorio attend? Not one of the multiple choice.
It's not a multiple choice?
Not a multiple choice.
Well, I don't know. The only high school that I remember from Grease is Rydell.
It was the other one.
Oh, I don't know.
St. Bernadette's.
Would have never gotten that in 44 years.
I just thought she was from the other one.
No, I wouldn't even remember it. Esmeralda. I just know Rydell, that's all.
Yeah.
All right.
Esmeralda, what is aurorophobia? Is it?
Well, now, why is she getting these phobia questions all the time?
Yeah, that's pretty.
Remember, you got the acrophobia question last time?
Because I studied phobias.
That's right.
And then I was in that tragic amnesia accident, so now I don't remember any of it.
Tragic. Is it the fear of the sky, fear of the stars, fear of the northern lights, or fear of Angora wool? Again, what is...
I mean, Angora wool's kind of weird.
Aurorophobia. Fear of the sky, fear of the stars, fear of the northern lights, or fear of Angora wool?
Fear of the stars.
That is incorrect. Northern Lights.
Really?
Northern Lights. It's that specific?
Right? I thought it was a little too on the nose.
Yeah. That seems a little too specific.
I thought that was the fake answer.
Wow. All right. At the end of round one, I'm leading 2-0.
Mm.
2-0. So. All right. We shall continue. Skip left.
He just leaves now. He just disappears in a cloud of smoke.
Because he's stealthy. All right. We have to take a break here. We got weather and we've got traffic. Wildcard Wednesday concludes. Yeah. 218 area codes requested Backstreet Boys. I Want It That Way. I approve. Do you, Esmeralda?
They're fine.
I love them. Because they're Wolfman-man and Jekyll Hyde-man.
Do you imagine if they were dressed up like that in every
that would be the
video?
Best.
Like, that was their thing?
That would be the best.
They were a horror boy band.
That would be fantastic. There it is. All right. Welcome back, everybody. We are here until 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich is coming up next with the opening bell. Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. And, Esmeralda, look who just, I don't know where he came from, but he came out of the teleporter.
The teleporter?
Yeah. He's Jeff Goldblum, like he's Jeff Goldblum on the fly.
Wow.
And it's Skip Skipley, everybody.
Hey, guys.
Hi,
living
Skip.
In 3032 right now.
Yeah.
In 2018.
Yeah.
The teleporter.
Welcome back, Skip.
Good to see you guys.
Don't let a fly get into that teleporter with you. And the results would be really bad.
Very scary.
You're going to have a fly body.
Fly face, and you'll throw up on all your food in order to eat
not
it.
Not fly like the good way on Fridays.
No. The insect.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, that's a different teleporter.
It's the kind of fly that Orion refers to in the beginning of the intro.
Yes.
So, all right, are we ready? Now, we got cats outside, cat armies everywhere. Dave is in the sports department, 300 cats on his head. He's ready to go.
Which is good for him, because it's cold out.
It is.
So, it's going to be quite an annoyance once it's warmer.
Yeah, it is.
It's going to be so sweaty.
All right, what do we got?
Esmeralda, if you can, provide us a line or two from Phil Collins' Don't Lose My Number.
Do you not know this one?
No, I don't know this one.
Oh, man. This is a huge hit, Esmeralda.
Well, not for me.
Yeah. She was, what, five, six?
I didn't hear about it. Must not be that big
of
a hit.
She was, I would say, one when this album came out, because it's from No Jacket Required, which was like the biggest album of the mid-80s. 84. You would have been one or two when this song was
released. What's it called?
Don't Lose My Number.
Don't Lose My Number.
Can you feed her a few lyrics right there to Jillio?
I can feed you a few if you want.
I was, it's coming to me.
Yeah. Billy,
don't
you lose my number.
Lose it. That number. Don't lose it. Don't lose that number. Again. Because I'm not going to give it to you. This is the last time.
Cats just killed Dave.
Don't
I just want you to know the cats just murdered Dave. There, Dave just went down.
Oh, no. Oh, using his head as a scratch post.
The cats outside here are flipping cars over. They're breaking windows. They're rioting in the streets.
Wow.
So.
You're strong.
You clearly have never heard that song. Because that's not even remotely
I was
in the
trying
same...
to think what. What he sounds like, I can't.
It's Billy, don't you lose my number.
At least last time I had Bruce.
Because you're not anywhere.
Bruce.
I can't find you. So, Billy, don't you lose my number.
Boop, 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 boop.
There you go. Put the drum part. Yeah. The drum
is that
part
in there?
From In the Air Tonight just shows up in the middle of it.
I would think he just puts it in all the. Yeah. Like, people love it.
All right.
They do.
Okay.
We'll have to go through these pretty quickly.
Okay.
Up against the clock. What does Phil parody in this video?
Oh, you don't remember?
I don't remember the video. I know the song. he had like 50 videos a week. I don't know. A talk show.
Music videos.
Okay. Oh! Look at him.
Very meta. Before it was meta.
Phil teamed up with Philip Bailey in 1985 to record what, quote unquote, easy listening hit song.
In the Air Tonight. I don't know.
She's an easy lover. You don't know Easy Lover?
No.
Oh, man. Jam. Philip Bailey from Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Oh.
All right. Oh, no. All right. I clearly gave something away. Go ahead.
Phil did the music and starred in what 1988 film with the one-word title?
Buster.
That is correct.
We have flipped.
Yes.
Flipped. Cats have flipped over more cars outside.
Yeah.
All right.
Esmeralda, multiple choice for you.
Earth, Wind, and Fire. No.
Wait.
You'll get that one. Don't worry about it.
Which of the following had a hit in the 70s with Billy, Don't Be a Hero? Was it The Buies, Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods, Glass Tiger, or Hamilton, Joe Frank, and Reynolds?
These bands? What?
Apparently.
Yeah.
These words.
They're all real.
Which of the following had a hit in the
70s? The Buies.
That is incorrect.
B.
Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods.
One-hit wonder. Classic one-hit wonder.
What movie character had an umbrella with a talking parrot handle?
What?
What movie character had an umbrella with a talking parrot handle?
And that's not multiple choice?
Nope.
Oh, is it?
I don't. Dr. Doolittle?
Mary Poppins.
That's what I thought.
Wait, it talked?
I guess so.
I don't remember that. I remember she had an umbrella. I don't know. All right.
What group was Philip Bailey a member of? Multiple choice.
Earth,
like
Wind,
it.
And Fire.
That is correct.
I knew that.
You knew that one.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you knew the song.
Right.
What?
And this is the last question?
Last question.
All right.
What is Buster Poindexter's real name?
David, oh my God.
Oh,
from,
my
David,
ooh.
God, it's a New York Dolls. David,
right there.
David New York Dolls guy. what's his last name?
Johansson.
David Johansson.
That's.
Makes me angry that I didn't know that. All right. We scored. We actually played pretty. We both played pretty terribly. In two games, the winner only got three right. That mm-hmm. was me. And you only got one right for the right. day. And I gave it to you.
By the way, you just don't know that Phil Collins song version?
Oh, the one that you sang?
Yeah.
That was the original version.
He told me about it.
Okay.
I just didn't want to, you know, okay. air that out.
All right.
Because I know Phil Collins personally.
Okay.
We hang out every
well,
weekend.
Well, you should have done you should have done the version, the real version, because half of Chicago was destroyed by a bunch of cats.
Well, that's
it was
the
like we were watching Rampage.
The true
Phil Collins
the truly
version.
Truly Phil Collins oh. thinks is the real version.
Okay.
He just doesn't want to, you know,
got it.
Ruffle feathers.
All right. All right. Thanks, Esmeralda.
Thank you.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow, and we're going to talk TV with Dan Feinberg.
Very good.
The news is coming up after this.